Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How's Chadio and Kim tonight?
Oh, all is good, brother. I'm pretty excited about our guest tonight. You know, Rooster is a well-known face in our circles, and it's going to be fun to put him on the hot seat.
I am doing well, and I just gave Chad just texted me and said, hey, I'm on hold. And I was like, I know, I have the power.
You have all the power.
I have all the power.
She had so, all yeah, the power earlier when you changed all the passwords.
Oh, let's not even go there. So, yes, we have Rooster joining us in about 20 minutes. And I believe Jimmy Dirch, do we not, also?
Yes,
Jimmy,
he's going to text me when he's on. Yes, when he's online, he's going to text me just before he calls. So, you know, we'll watch him from there. And, yeah, it's going to be a good show.
It's going to be. And then we possibly may have someone else calling in, I hear.
Chris, Big Red, said
yep,
if he gets a chance, he's going to call in. So, I mean, you know, all the heavy hitters are coming to our station there, Michael.
Who's this Dallas guy? Do we know?
He is a guy that Rooster's been working with. And he used to, I believe, don't quote me, but it was just a quick conversation I had with Rooster. But he had called and he said that, I think he said he used to work for NASA. I don't know. So don't quote me on that.
Well, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so I'm looking. He's going to text me as soon as the guy's online. So when you see, I'll tag him and put his name on the board so you guys know that he's ready.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, okay, I mean,
hello, everybody.
Yeah, you know.
Hello, everybody. Oh, sorry, Chad. We got everybody in the chat room. I was just saying hello to Mama Bear and BCH and Cushy.
Yeah,
Mama
Bear is
a great patriot.
Yes, she is. All of them are. All of
yeah,
them.
You know,
is.
I absolutely love people that follow us. You see, I just hit 105,000. You know, I it's crazy that they allowed me to go to this far. And I was just talking to Jimmy about it, and I was asking him, how is it to keep getting taken down, and you know what to avoid, and you know, I think one thing I do a little different, I don't go after people. When they come after me, I just usually hit block. And Chris was a little bit of a bad influence on me lately, and I got a little sassy. But other than that, I try to stay clear of it.
Man, I've stayed clear of the trolls the whole time, and it doesn't matter to me. When they target you, when you're a target, you're a target with these guys. I know that because look at Paxton Patriot. You know, he has got a target on his back, and they are taking him down every time he makes a new account. You know,
yep.
If they don't want you on there, they're going to make sure that you know they don't want you on there.
Well, you know, I think with Paxton Patriot, though, I messaged him today. I think because they do not like that word patriot. Whatever
no.
it is,
no,
I know
not.
when I started our show, I immediately got a violation just for using that in the bio. So, maybe he could change that up because, you know, I watch his stuff.
You know,
I mean, it's not
he
that
did.
Bad.
He did change the last profile he made two profiles ago. He changed his whole name to Truth Something. I can't remember
yeah,
now.
I was
but
gonna say it was, yeah, Truth Something. I can't remember what it was, but, yeah, he did change. He took the Patriot out.
Facial recognition,
yeah.
Man. They're just grabbing him up and taking him off. It's,
well, you know, Chad,
crazy.
You can always,
after.
Chad, you can always use my account. You can just put a red wig on and just get some boobs, and you can use my account.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Are you staying there, Michael?
Oh, I was just saying, after watching the 2,000 Mules and seeing how people that aren't even in a government agency can track your phone and track your movements and track everything else, it wouldn't surprise me at any type of software that TikTok would have on us. So
how is that allowed? So I saw clips of it. I didn't get a chance. I was going to go to anybody listening. you can go to Freedom Sticks' website, and he has that movie on there for free, as far as I know.
Yep.
And I'm going to go in and listen to it. But I noticed, I seen the commercials of it where they were talking about geo-tracking these mules' phone.
Yeah, I don't know how that's legal, but I can tell you that the people that were doing it are just smart nerds. They're not government officials or anything like that. So if they can do that, what can the government do?
Well, you know, it's, the whole thing is corrupt to the core. I mean, I was talking today about Trudeau and Freeland, Free Base Freeland over in Ukraine. tell me one country with any world leader flew into an active war zone. It just don't happen. It's never happened. I mean, they've flown into, like, Iraq, but they've flown in on a military base that, you know, is very, very secure. I mean, these people are walking around Kiev, out sitting down, having dinner, not a worry, not a care in the world. There's something not right. There's something that's not adding up.
Oh, there's definitely something not adding up. You got Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and another group of goons going last week, and then all of a sudden Jill Biden's there on Mother's Day of all days. Never seen it in my life. We'll never see that again. That is definitely out there. There's definitely something else going on. We all know what's going on over there. They're taking our money. They're freaking sending it over there to a country the size, you know, smaller than Texas, giving them over $1 trillion now in the last 3 months, and they're just laundering it back into their pockets and paying off all their debts that they owe all their crime mob families over there.
Well, you know, that's the unfortunate part about it. I mean, we all know how it's done, right? I mean, we look at Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma. We look at Mitt Romney's son's got dealings over there. Pelosi's son got dealings over there. And that's how this is all played out. You know, it's one big scam, and people just don't want to hear it. You know, because they stand for the left, they got to stand for everything that the left does, even the corruption, you know, and that's where they're wrong. I mean, you could be left-leaning, the old Democratic Party or the old Liberal Party is gone. I mean, you look out here in Canada, the days of John Gretchen even, you know, I mean, I can respect him because when it come down to going to war in Iraq, he said no. And at the time, you know, I was mad because I was a hardcore conservative. Like, what are you doing? Follow Bush, you know. But now that I look back on it, it's like, wow, you know, he actually did the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's you know, sometimes we just jump to conclusions and jump the gun on stuff. But, yeah, if we pay attention to what's actually going on, yeah, I would be glad he's, you know, holding back as well, having the reservations.
And you know, guys,
we got Jimmy in the chat room just saying hello.
Okay, we'll tell Jimmy whenever he's ready to come on, we'll definitely put him on. And for those listening, friends, sometimes we talk over each other and stuff. You know, forgive us for that. These are things that we are working out. We are eventually going to get a better platform. Hopefully maybe even video where you can see us and be interactive that way. But we're doing our best to try to, you know, cut that out the best we can.
We're trying.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We're looking into I'm looking into some new platforms, so, yeah.
Awesome. Nothing against Blog Talk Radio. There's got to be better stuff out there.
Yeah, well, I mean, this platform is good. I'm not taking nothing away from it.
Nope.
It's just got to be a little, maybe video, something like that. And, you know, again, Blog Talk Radio is great for someone who wants to get started out here. And, you know, we usually forget to talk about Unplugged, the great folks at Unplugged who give us this platform for free, no charge. So, you know, anytime you guys can support their channel, you know, their music on there, or the Disrespected Trucker Show. Guys, he is a great patriot, Jeremy. He has great content. You know, he's built for radio. So if you're not listening to him, and maybe you can't listen to him at the time, but you can always go in the next day and listen to the show while you're driving, get his numbers up, and follow him on follow him on TikTok, Mr. America. What's his handle on there, Michael?
American Trucker.
Just American Trucker. Just a guy comes up. That's why.
If you talk to just a guy, it'll
put
him up for sure.
And, you know, our own Kim here, Canadian chick. You guys, any of you guys listening tonight, not following her, you know, give her a follow. She's a part of us and part of the channel and part of the team. You know, to the leftists that may be listening in to want to crucify us, don't follow her. She don't want no trouble.
Oh, no, I can handle myself. I will apologize straight up front. Anyone listening last week, if they heard my dog barking, I have a few dogs here, so I do apologize. I keep trying to mute myself when I hear of them getting riled up. So, yeah, all working things out.
All working things out. Kit Kat, they took me off of TikTok. A week and a half ago, they took 5 accounts down. That's why I disappeared from TikTok. If you look up 3 rows in search, I have 3 new accounts. There's 5 on there, but 3 of them are me. They all have the same picture. So TikTok likes to play games, and I play games back. That's all that is. So anyway.
So what, Michael, what do you think, you know, that's the problem with the TikTok. I mean, they got a great platform, and they should realize that, you know, the Gen Xers are now taking over from the teenagers and the teeny boppers who the app started for. So the app itself, I believe, has taken a shift to where it's people like us who want to talk about politics and want to talk about these things. And, you know, they should allow some leeway. I mean, I watch all your content. I really don't see anything that's ban-worthy. The only thing I can see is the trolls taking you down. And it's just too bad you couldn't have some way of contacting somebody there and saying, hey, you know, like, what is going on? What did I do or what am I doing? You know, they shouldn't be able to make that opportunity available for somebody to kind of make it right, you know, especially someone who gets big followings like you do.
Yeah, definitely. They didn't even give me the chance to appeal none of these other accounts. When I sign on, it just tells me that I need to log off and gives me no information, no chance to appeal. They really should. We make this app a lot of money. They steal a lot of money from creators whenever they take our pages down. And it's not fair. It's not right. And they really, something needs to be done about it. I've got 75 people that has emailed me at classactionagainsttiktok@gmail.com. And I've got a lawyer from TikTok that's reached out to me. And I think we're going to go through with a class action lawsuit against them, but I want to get about 500 people on there before I go through with it. So anybody wants on, it's classactionagainsttiktok@gmail.com. Let me know.
Well, you know, it's sad it has come to that, but I honestly believe the problem is, you know, they need to do a better job when it comes to, you know, allowing people who mass report you, you know, like, they should have it that if someone's going to report your videos, they should have to have, you know, 5 or 10,000 followers that, you know, they have something to lose if they lose their account. But they don't. I mean, I've had bots tag people in the comments, especially that one I did of T-Bex there. You know, they tagged this Calgary mayor-elect. And if you go follow him, you know, so... You know, why is a bot tagging him in the comments of my post? You know, and
yeah.
I mean, it was a bot because it had 0 followers. It could only be to try to get in there and take you down and these things. So, you know, it's an absolute disgrace that they allow these things to happen.
Yeah, it's insane that they let it happen. I can't believe that there's, with all the technology they have to take us patriots down, that they don't have the technology to take these bots off the app. Give me a break. There's no way that they don't. They want them on there. They allow them on there, and they let them take out who they want to take out, and they leave alone who they want left alone. You know?
Well, when T-Vex did that video, you know, she would say that she don't mass report anybody. And you know, I'm just using your stage name if you're listening, your TikTok handle. You know, she said that she don't, but by doing a video like that, she knows full well she's putting it out there for all the people in her circle. And, I mean, if I want to do that, I mean, you'd have, you know, you know, 100,000 plus people looking to take you down. I mean, it's just a silly game. So anyways, they hit my account. I don't know, like 8 videos got reported. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, the thing is about us, within, you know, a couple of days, we got 30,000 followers again. So, you know, people want to hear truth, and you know, that's it. They like our character, whatever it is, they like it. And I'm sure there's people on the left that has their following, whatever it is they do or say, that people like it. And, you know, I mean, I don't go on their stuff. I don't know why they would bother to come on mine.
Absolutely. I never go onto their pages. I never go on there and troll them and talk shit. They can have their beliefs. I'll have mine. If they want to listen to mine, definitely I'll speak it. And you know, if they've got anything interesting, I'll listen to them and stay around. But I mind my business, and I don't troll them. Looks like we've got Rooster calling in right now. I'm going to go ahead and let Rooster into the room. See how he's doing tonight. Yeah, hell yeah. What's going on, Mr. Rooster? How are you doing tonight?
Very well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
I am doing awesome, man. Had a hell of a Monday. I'm sure it's going to be a week full of Mondays. As busy as we are, that's just how it is.
Hey, Rooster.
Hey, how you doing there? Thanks for having me on, guys. Always a pleasure to be able to come on and be real with fellow patriots.
Well, you know, the thing is, Rooster, you're on a platform now where you can say whatever it is you want to say. So we want to see the Rooster unleashed.
Oh, this is exciting.
Let the Rooster
in. I guess you know what? You know, you got good questions, and you'd probably be able to just set me right off here, Chad. So,
well, you know, let's talk about the first one. How is it you know, you're not under any restrictions like Big Chris. So, you know, how did you get involved in all this with the convoy?
I've been a little bit awake here for a few years, right? Just some of the stuff that these fucking retards have been doing, and it's just been obvious, right? So, and I found out about the convoy actually through social media, through Chris, right? So, and I just had to go. I didn't realize the extent of how I'd be turning my life upside down or what we were going to find when we got there. All I know is that I was going there, and I was going to do whatever I had to do to try and give my grandkids a future and stop this nonsense. So, and then, now here we are, and it's so much bigger than fucking mandates, right? Which is what we started out as. So,
well, that is the question I get all the time. It's okay, the mandates are ended. Why are people still protesting? You know, they don't get it. This is far beyond mandates now. Our eyes have been opened to a whole new world. I mean, with all the stuff going on with the WEF and signing over our rights on May 22nd, our constitutional rights here in Canada, our charter rights in Canada, I guess, it's insane.
Do you know what's funny is we actually don't even really have a constitution, and we don't really have any rights, and we haven't. I mean, we've been lied to so bad, man, and There's a friend of mine, actually, before we come on here, before I got on your live chat, I was on my own live, and I had a friend of mine actually called me on my other phone, and it's somebody that I've been working pretty closely with here towards a solution here since we left Ottawa, and there's a lot of big things coming up here right now. He's actually probably going to be calling into the show here, I believe. I think Kim's kind of watching for him, but, you know, let me fucking rant here for a second on this World Economic Forum horseshit, okay? So,
yep.
This was started by Klaus Schwab. Fucking it started in 1971 with Klaus Schwab, right? And since then, as we all know, he's infiltrated more than 70% of our Canadian government, and then plus all these other countries as well, right? So, but he's not even the dangerous one. The dangerous one is that little fucking puke, that Dr. Yuval Noah Harvorier or whatever he is, right? He's the one that says that hacking and engineering life is not only going to be the greatest fucking, what did he say, revolution in the history of humanity. It's going to be the greatest revolution since the last 4 billion years of humanity. How the fuck they go back and can tell 4 billion years in humanity ago, I don't know, but it's probably more made up numbers. But still, so, but the point is that this motherfucker and these guys, they're playing God, literally. Right? They're playing fucking God, is what they're doing. So, you know?
That's what they're doing. They're playing God. There's no other way to put it. And, yeah, we have to figure out a way to stop them. Because I only do this for my kids, for your grandkids. That's the only reason we're doing this. You know, if I didn't have kids and I didn't see what was going on, I would have just stepped back a long time ago, bought me a lot by the river, and just sat there and let it go to hell. But we can't do that. Just no way.
Well, I think that's what's happening. I think you're seeing a lot of people got their little plots down there, and they got the attitude, well, you come over my way, then you're going to have trouble. But, you see, it's got to be beyond that. It can't be looking out for ourselves anymore. We got to look out for the future of mankind, the future of our country, you know, the future of our sovereignty. You know, we can't fall under a communist regime. It's never worked ever in history. Not one country that's under it never, ever worked. I mean, look at Venezuela, very rich oil country, is now, you know, a disaster.
Right?
Yeah,
that's absolutely right. So, and you know, I mean, a lot of people don't realize this because a lot of people are too, let's say this. Too fucking complacent to listen to what we're saying, you know, and go and actually listen to the Klaus Schwab's Fourth Industrial Revolution and actually read the books that he's writing, because he tells you everything that's going on there. I mean, right down to the fucking part where all these people who think that they're going to be able to grow their own food and just go live off grid and stuff like that, well, under the environmental fucking act that these fucking maniacs are pushing, you're not going to be able to do that because now you're an environmental terrorist. So, do you know what I'm saying? So it starts so much higher, you know. Everybody's running around and we're trying to get different municipal leaders and fucking and federal leaders and replace the prime minister. And you know what? It's a waste of fucking time because these guys are just the tail of the snake.
That's it. Yeah, they're already pushing that shit in Australia. I've seen 3 bills today that they're trying to pass in Australia that will make it illegal to grow food. Illegal to grow food. You can't grow your own fucking food. Fuck you. You can't tell me what I can and can't grow. I mean, that's... tell me I can't grow weed, but you can't tell me I can't grow tomatoes. I mean, give me a break.
That's right.
Well, that's here, right. Here in Canada, you can grow weed. You know, and I mean, but you know, when it comes to growing your own food, you know, a lot of people think, okay, they're talking food shortages. This is not a right-wing conspiracy. This is something Trudeau has mentioned. This is something Biden has mentioned. This is something Schwab. This is stuff that these guys are all putting out. So to say it's a conspiracy, it's not. And people think, well, you know, like where I live, it's all country. And, you know, I just go out and hunt and I'm good. But what people don't realize that if food dries up, every animal in the forest would be killed in no time.
400 million people, yeah, 200 million people go out to the woods and start hunting, the animals are gone within weeks. And food will be going to waste, animals will be going to waste. I mean, absolutely not the way to be thinking. You need to be preparing,
But the thing is, guys, is that look at the way that society's been raised right now, right? They're raised off of fucking technology. These fucking guys, so half of these people are confused what bathroom to use, let alone try and survive out in a fucking bush by themselves when it's minus 20.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and that's half the problem I got with the left and their science. Follow the science, you know? And I'm sorry, I can't follow a science of people that believe in 52 different genders. You know, how are we supposed to follow your science? It just
Did you see the post that I made earlier? I Googled, can men menstruate? On Google, I asked Google, can men menstruate? Google's answer was, having a period is not a feminine thing, and people of all genders menstruate, including non-binary people, agender people, and even plenty of men. Explain that shit to me, please. I have never menstruated in my 41 years, Have any of you guys menstruated? Not you, Kim. Don't answer, Kim.
I was going to say, I have. Yep.
Well, if the beer poops and diarrhea count, then yeah, I have too. Well, that's about as close as it's been.
That's the shit they're trying to force on us. That's what they want us to believe? That kind of shit? 50 fucking genders? Fuck you. I'm done accepting that shit. I cannot believe that I did that. But now I went back on Google. That was at 12:17. I have a screenshot. I went back on there at 4:32 p.m., and it did not say the same thing. It said men cannot menstruate. And that blew my mind that it changed during the day. But I swear to God, I have a screenshot, timestamp, everything from 12-something this afternoon where I screenshotted it, and it said that. And Freedom did, too. I sent him over there. I was like, dude, Google this and tell me if your phone tells me the same shit. Like, just nuts.
Yeah,
I think I stopped
giggling about that entire concept about 5 minutes before I dialed into the show here, actually, Mike. So it was it's pretty wild. Like, they've got people. So you know what happened? And I know nobody wants to own onus because everybody wants to blame everybody else. But the fact is, the reason that we're in the mess that we're in is because we did it to ourselves, because we were fucking compliant with the stupidity all along here, right? So.
I got it here, you know, the Daily Beast. Yes, men can have periods, and we need to talk about
that. See, that's lunacy, right? And, you know, the left cheers this on. I do not get it. I mean, honestly, listen, I'm all about, you know, respecting your rights, respecting your ideas and all these things. But you do not need to push it on me. You do not need to teach my kids that men can menstruate. We know that that's not possible. You know, no matter what science you're now going to come up with, you can't disprove the last 2,000-3,000 years of men being men. And that's the thing today. They want men to be soft. You know, they want to have them in cry rooms and going with man buns and, you know. Nothing against man buns, right? I use that as an example.
I was going to grow one.
Yeah, I can't grow one, so I get to knock on it first.
You're just mad because you don't have any hair, Chad. But Rooster hit it, man. We accepted too much for too long. We stayed quiet for too long. And I am absolutely done being quiet. I'm done accepting shit that I don't like. If I don't like it, I'm just going to tell you I don't fucking like it. I'm done accepting. That's what got us into this fucking place, you know, too much compliance.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and we do, there is solutions, you guys, but, see, like everybody's worried about, like I said before, the federal bullshit, right? And that's, the federal stuff isn't going to get us anywhere because these guys, as you know, they're not even following their federal laws right now. They make them up as they go, hence throwing fucking horses at peaceful protesters in Ottawa or beating us up with sticks and pepper spray, right? So that they're just making up their own laws, right? So we got to hit them back. Same thing that they work under the Black Law definitions of fucking vocabulary and under international law, right? So...
Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I'm just saying, yeah, they're making up their own laws. And I think, you know, all they are doing, they are there to distract us, keep us distracted. That's all our federal government's there for, keep us distracted while the big leagues are doing what they want to do. That's all they do.
Well, you look over in Australia. I mean, you look at what the police did to the people over there. You know, and I wish that our police force would have a little more courage and see, like, this is not, especially here in Canada, this is not who we are. You know, in these things now, we got the vaccine come out, it's 12% efficacy. You know, I'm only hearing these things, so I haven't read it myself to anybody listening, you know. But, I mean, these are some of the numbers we're hearing. We see that it didn't stop transmission. We see that COVID's still spreading. I mean, it went through my house. We all had it. You know, it wasn't nothing to, you know, it's been rough for some people, so I'm not trying to, you know, undercut it. You know, there's people that died of it and these things. But, you know, it's not something I want to rush out and vaccinate my children on. When the vaccine side effects are there, they're very real, and it's in Pfizer reports themselves.
Yeah, they're telling you the vaccine doesn't work. They're telling you that they knew that it caused problems with pregnant women, and they're still telling you to take the fucking thing. Like, it makes no sense. We're definitely not getting distracted by the men having periods, but we do think it's funny. I was just replying to somebody on the board. I think it's funny that Google is trying to push some shit like that. So,
yeah,
not distracted.
And the fact that you see, you know what's funny, you guys? You know what's funny, you guys, is what they're doing is they tell you, they have to. You got to remember, they're working under a certain law, right? So they're doing it. They're telling you what they're going to do, and they have told us what they're going to do for years already. And they've been telling us in the movies. They tell us all the time what they're doing, but we're so fucking complacent that we don't notice it. We haven't heard it. We hear it now. But if you look now and see, they're telling you that it doesn't work. They're sending out the reports, but yet they're still mandating it that you have to get it. Because that's their fucking agenda, is to depopulate the planet right now, right? That's what they're
Absolutely.
Trying to do. And yet people are still running out and getting the fucking thing, jab after jab. Like, Jesus. So they're going to get their depopulation agenda. I don't know if it's going to be the number that they wanted. It's still going to happen, right? So, but, I mean, moving forward here in the new world, when we get rid of this fucking devil, because we are fighting it's very much a religious war. It's good versus evil we're doing right now. We're fighting the devil. So when we do get the harness on the prick, what we're going to end up having to do is I think this is what we should do. If you kill, you be killed. And we should just take the warning labels off everything, and we'll let nature sort itself out.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, my opinion on all of this, you know, is, you know, when we look at, you know, I put out that post about the 169 hepatitis cases. You know, I got attacked for it. And, you know, a lot of people... I react what I think or what I, you know, I wish there could be a warning label on TikTok that says, this is my opinion. Leave me alone. If you don't like it, just scroll on. You know, I'm not out there to spread the news. I'm not a news teller. I mean, I'm not a journalist. I don't study stuff. I see what I see and I get inspired by it and I go off. But when you look at kids with 169 hepatitis cases, and this is what they attacked me for, they said, well, there's babies, and they haven't been vaccinated. Well, guess what? The babies have been breastfeeding off their mothers. You know, we know that according to Pfizer's documents that there's been a lot of stillbirths because of side effect from the vaccine. So, you know, the people on the left should have... you know, should understand there's people that are actually scared of taking this. And they have a right to be scared. You know, just as they want us to respect their opinion, we have to respect theirs as well.
That's right. Absolutely. Because it is. It's freedom of choice. And that's what we've been, this is what we've been pushing the entire time. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. But don't expect me to do it because of your fear. If you want to get the indoctrination, then go ahead and get the indoctrination, but don't expect me to do it because I'm not a sheep and I'm a free thinker. You know what I'm saying? So it goes both ways, right?
Well,
it does. The only way that I don't look at free choice is at abortion. That's the only thing that I'm not free choice about. Other than that, leave me the fuck alone. I'll leave you the fuck alone.
Right.
Well, and that's the way it should be, right? But, you know, when someone talking about, you know, oh, they don't wear the mask, they don't get vaccinated. You know, the thing is, all of that was done. I mean, in Canada, we had a 90% vaccination rate, and everybody, for the most part, wore their masks and did what they were supposed to do, but yet it still spread. We still had lockdowns. Businesses still suffered. People still suffered. So doing that changed nothing.
That's right. That's right. But I mean, remember back when it started, though. Too, you got to remember, though, you went to the hospital with a stubbed toe and you had COVID.
Yeah. Well, when they first
everybody had COVID because you got to remember. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was something like $15,000 per patient that the fucking maniacs were paying the hospitals to say that you had COVID.
Yeah, the whole time. The whole time. That's why everybody that went in. Went in and you hit your fucking head and you had to go in the hospital, you were a COVID patient. I mean, anything. It didn't matter what it was. You were COVID.
He died on a motorcycle. He said he died of COVID. Yeah, he died in a motorcycle accident.
Yes. exact. I mean, actually, so exact same. It's a friend of mine in New Brunswick. He died on a motorcycle crash. His wife got the death certificate. It said COVID. Holy fuck, was she mad?
Oh, I would.
Same
be
thing.
Pissed. I would be pissed. It's fucking fraud. That's all it was. A big another way of them spreading our fucking money out to who they wanted to spread it out to. It's all fucking bullshit.
That's right.
Well,
look,
what,
look,
it is.
Look. Look what the look at the fucking meathead confiscates a bunch of guns out of Canada and people that actually give them back, and then he sends them over to Ukraine to fight the propaganda war. They're just
yeah.
shooting each other, for fuck's sake. Jesus, you know?
Yeah. You know those guns are all probably coming back to the southern border down here? They're probably all coming back to the southern border down here with these guys crossing our fucking borders down here in Mexico.
You know the art, Michael. And the thing is, it's funny that all these leftists are now Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment.
Because that's the flavor for the narrative that they want to spin this time now, right? That's the narrative they want to spin this time. It doesn't matter. Everybody's been... I don't know what you guys think about this, but do you think... I think it does, anyways. I think that... whatever they got in this jab, whether it be this fucking snake venom or whatever it is, because, you know what I mean, whatever it is, but I think it's actually effective cognitive thinking here pretty bad on some of these people because, I mean, you would have to, as far as I'm concerned, you'd have to fucking try. You'd have to rehearse to be that stupid.
Yeah, you'd have to sit in the mirror and stare at yourself and just rehearse it and play it over and over just to, yeah, absolutely, man. These people are fucking insane.
Some of their videos are pretty painful to watch.
The only good thing that I can say about this is that there's actually good people, God people that are working on reversal. You know what I mean? There's people trying to fucking figure out how to fix this fucking devil juice right now. So that's encouraging, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Well, you know, and anybody who's on the left that may be listening and have a different opinion of ours, I mean, I invite you to call in. And, you know, we are respectful and you know, we'll let you have your say. I mean, there's some pretty smart people who's on the left. And, you know, one thing I noticed, I watched this Mrs. Today do one of the Camp for All. And I did about... Disney losing $61 billion, and she put up her piece, no, they only lost $291. And then, you know, but she didn't do edit or didn't stitch it or didn't give me a chance to rebuttal, because you can go in and see all kinds of articles where, you know, $50 billion, $40 billion, now they're up to $61 billion. You know, Netflix is not a market change. They lost 20%. They're $15 billion in debt. Someone should look that up. I would like to know to who. CNN Plus spent all that money and didn't even last 30 days. The people are just sick and tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite was Barack Obama being taken off of Spotify, his podcast being taken down because he didn't have enough viewers.
And she said her answer to that was they weren't taken off, they retired. I laughed. I mean, Spotify put out a statement, they canceled them.
They said they canceled
them.
You know, I've been having a little bit different thoughts about Trump lately. I don't know. You know, you start thinking. But if Trump had a podcast on Spotify, it would be more popular than Joe Rogan's. And it would never be taken down because it would make so much money. Like, and you're telling me that Obama, Joe Biden is so fucking popular that they could beat that man in an election? Give me a fucking break.
Not a jack.
Can't even have enough people to listen to a Spotify show. Can't even have enough people for an audience.
The guy can't put seven words together, for fuck's sake. Never mind run a country.
I'm telling you. Can't rob his own home.
Here's the thing about it. You know, I watched that up here in Canada, and I watched Joe Biden couldn't get 200 people to an event. And Trump had them lined up around the block, I mean, for days. So, you know, when you see that, I mean, it don't take a genius to figure out, and I'm going to say it right here, right now, and I don't care, that election was stolen. I don't care whose feathers it ruffles. I'm sorry. I mean, we see now with the evidence of that movie 2,000 Mules, and, you know, plus, you know, the shift that happened, all of a sudden everybody stopped counting. I mean, there's just too many anomalies in that election to say that it wasn't stolen.
I remember when they had the deal right after Biden, you know, fake won, and they had him out there doing his speech. You could see the audience out there, and it was rows full of Jeeps. And to me, it looked like they had to go clear a Jeep dealership and bring it over there and park them all there just to make it look like people were there. There's no way that many Jeep people just went to see Biden. It was funny as hell. There's probably 50 Jeeps parked up front, and every vehicle there was Jeep or Dodge. And so, you know, they went to a dealership and just cleared the dealership and brought it up there just to watch. Funny as hell.
Yeah, you know.
I think we've got Dallas on hold now.
Yeah, we've got Dallas on hold. Can I let him in the room?
Dallas is a friend of mine.
Okay,
I'll
bring him on.
Let me introduce him to Rooster. Hold on now.
I'm going live. I'm going live here. I've got 2 seconds. Like I try to set it up here. You guys want to hear it? Hello, can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
On now.
Excellent.
Sorry, Dallas.
Excellent.
We can hear you, Dallas.
Give me one second. Okay.
I want to broadcast this
to the Patriots across the corporation on this thing called Canada Corp. So I'm just doing a live feed into their room off your feed, so they get it too. So I've actually sent them the link, so hopefully they'll join your show. That'd be awesome.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Dallas. Introduce yourself, brother.
Well, give me 1 second here. I just want to make sure this works, and then I can shut these guys off, and they can hear the sound. Okay, give me 1 second here. I just got to kill them now. Okay, now it's just me and you. I can hear you now. I got 3 different mics going here, so I'm broadcasting it. We run a show 5 to 10 every day, 7 days a week, for people to come in and talk. I'm born in Roslyn, British Columbia, just a man. Had enough of the thing called Canada Corp. I've had enough of the thing, United States Corporation. I have dual citizenship. That's where I sit. I'm watching what's happening and transpiring. I was listening to you guys about Trump and the elections and et cetera, et cetera. And we've never had an election. Never had an election. You know, I look back at, you know, the republics, right, when the first 13 colonies were formed, right? And they were all independent colonies. You know, you look back at Joe Adams and all these men, they created a contract of unalienable rights and natural law. And then George Washington, he was the 9th president of the Corporation of the United States, who hijacked the republics and created the Magna Carta Constitution. The Magna Carta enslaved all the people of the colonies. And then they created the District of Columbia. So the entire system of the Corporation of the United States has been hijacked. No different than the Corporation of the sovereign land of the area mass we'll call Canada. There is no constitution in the United States. Even the First Amendment and the Second Amendment of the United States was removed from any person that signed their declaration and removed their declaration by saying, are you an American citizen? So you check that box off, you no longer had American citizenship. You were now an enslavement to the corporation in the United States. And if you look back, you got two parties in the Corporation of Canada. You got two parties, the corporation of all these different nations. They all have the same two political scammers. You know, and you know, people talk about Trump and Q and X-22 and all this nonsense, and just regurgitated nonsense. And that's the biggest problem. The controlled opposition works at all levels to make sure that people don't ever get their sovereignty. Trump was Black Sun. He belongs to the Illuminati. He just played the game, made everybody look like he was because the people are waking up to a certain point. I mean, there's awake people. Awake people are still not awake. There's woken people to understand that there's been an illusion. The illusion is we've never signed a contract. So our website is pretty well straightforward. It's called constitutionalconventions.ca, which is very important. People have a lawful right to create a constitution how they want to govern themselves. And these constitutions that they create, they're only living matters while you exist. And these constitutions are only directed to the individual, contract law. And when I listen to people who talk about Magna Carta and talk about common law. Common law was created by the globalists to enslave you. They run four laws, admiral law, maritime law, civil law, and common law. So, you know, King James I, he sent the best parasites out, which you guys, most people recognize as called lawyers, liars, which they, you know, manipulated it. Those parasites became the judges. It's no different than the Corporation of Canada. I'll give you an example of the Corporation of Canada, Superior Court of Canada, or the Superior Court of the United States. So the Crime Minister is the CEO, and he does exactly what the Vatican tells him to do. And the Governor General ensures that no law is passed unless they pass a law. Same in the United States. So they're all selected and appointed. Same with the United States, a three-tier system, which guarantees them success where the sovereign man that lives in the republics never has any justice. The fiat caste system that they use down there, the same fiat caste system up here. Most Canadians are starting to learn that it was 1974 when we had public banks everywhere. You know, in the United States or the corporations or the republics, they had 652 public banks. That's what they recorded. Well, there's probably more than that. They had different bartering systems. But once they started establishing the Federal Reserve in Jekyll Island, they monetarized it, made it illegal for other people to create monetary systems, et cetera, which is all bullshit. The only thing that they can nail you with is counterfeiting their dollars. So you have the right to create your own counterfeiting. You have the right to create whatever barter system you want. But their legislation is no different than the legislation in the Corporation of Canada or the Corporation of Australia. And that's the biggest fundamental fact. And, you know, I did a show in 2009 with Alex Jones, right, who's controlled opposition. He doesn't tell you the truth. He gives you 80% truth, but 20% bullshit. So I did a show with him with Ken O'Keefe back in 2009. And the second show, I said, Alex, you're misleading the people. This isn't about Nazi. This is about Bolshevism, communism. And that's where the fundamental thing came in. Most people don't understand that Trotsky and Lenin were both from New York and Ottawa. They were sent over there to destabilize the Soviet Union and set up the Bolshevik Revolution. That's what their fundamental fact was, to create the state of Israel, well, the state of Israel during the, you know, the Greater Israel Project. All these wars were instigated by the bankers, which most of you guys know. So how do we get out of all the problems that they created? Well, it's simple. There's no contract between me and you and them. And that's the fundamental fact. As soon as you vote, as soon as you put your name down as a registered voter, you've given away your vote to this personhood. This personhood. This person's called a representative. This representative is taking your right, your future, to represent you. So when you vote, it's sort of a double-edged sword. Well, it's actually a triple-edged sword. You have no say. You can't hold them accountable to their crimes against humanity. And I always, you know, I look at people right now, they run around the country, they're putting up signs, get rid of Trudeau, get rid of Trudeau, get rid of Trudeau. That's not the problem. It's just a distraction. That's what controlled opposition group wants you to do. They want you to run around and wave your Canadian flag. They want you to run around wearing your American flag, which is nonsense. Your sovereignty starts at your local level, your local community. So we're educating people. There's no contract. These people are murdering people deliberately and intentionally. So what do we do? Well, natural law supersedes all their fake laws. Natural law states right in it. Like Rob Adams said in the Declaration of the United States, Independence, United States, Declaration of Independence. We do not have to follow your rules and regulations. You guys are criminals, thieves, and rapists and murderers. We're creating a system of the people based on a republic. And a republic is the best way to go. Republic guarantees you unalienable rights. That's the most important thing, not inalienable rights. Unalienable rights cannot be removed by threat, force, or violence. In a lie is called inalienable rights. That's why the United States Constitution has in a lie, so they can remove your natural law rights or the creator rights to give them to you. These words are theirs. But you and I, as an individual, as a human being, or a sovereign man or woman, we don't recognize those things because we believe in good, honest, you know, handshakes is an honest shake, right? Or a contract. We have never abided by their contracts. So we, the people, have to rise up. So Montana,
well,
Idaho, Nevada.
Let me cut you off here, you know, because you're saying a lot, so we got to digest it. When we talk about we, the people, I mean, you got to realize, you know, just how is that supposed to happen? I mean, you're talking about a revolution. You're talking about a rising up. I mean, that is the problem. A lot of people are looking for solutions, but we can't, let's face it. The people are not going to rise up and go after the government. And, you know, everybody want to live on the free land and do all these things. I mean, that is never going to happen. You know, you got to beat these people at their own game.
Well, I mean, you're never going to beat them at their own game. You can't.
About the maritime law and about Trump being
No, you're not going to. You're not going to take. You can't take them to court. There's no justice in the court systems, so you have to face reality and comprehend the problem. They're going to kill us all. They're going to starve us all. They're going to destroy us. Well, I told you the solution. We have a greater advantage in the Corporation of Canada, right? Our population base is very small. So I mean, you look at the nation of Alberta, the nation of Saskatchewan, which are fictional borders. The population base is very small. I mean, you got 33 to 35 million people spread out across the Corporation of Canada. You got Manitoba, 1 million people, Saskatchewan, 1 million people. Then you got BC, maybe five million. And you got to remember the size of these areas. They're large. BC goes from, you took BC and dropped it down the United States, it would go from the top of the border past California. Okay, it's very large. So a population base, even Montana and Idaho only have a population of 4 to 5 million. Very small populations. They're going to have to start their own grassroots right at the bottom level. They're going to have to establish their own sovereignty, take control, remove the parasites like the mayor, city council members, city district members, anybody that was along with sustainable development. They always keep telling you got to go after Fauci and the bullshit of, who's that moron there from Microsoft, Bill Gates. That's not your enemy. That's part of your enemy. But your biggest enemy is the system. Your biggest enemy is telling you that you have to follow the rules and regulations. There's no rules and regulations of war. We're at war. So us people got to get organized and end this shit in our towns. And those people that don't understand what's going on, they may not even do nothing. They may sit on their ass and do nothing, just wait out the storm. But we have an unalienable right to defend our property. So we can, doing nothing, it's like suicide. The people that are awake now have to woke together and say, okay, well, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to do it. In 2 months, you're going to see what we're going to do. And with the 14 republics or 17 republics I'm working with, we're going to end this bullshit. And it's going to send a message to other nations that are under this duress of this systematic of this cult. There is no elections. There is no law. There is no justice until we put the law into our own hands. That's the bottom line. You have an unalienable right to defend yourself, and the military is not going to stop us. They're going to join us. They've had enough of the nonsense. There'll be a few Masonic Lodge members of the police force that are going to resist this because they know they're going to be held accountable for murder. And these doctors that work for the Masonic Lodge members of Rockefeller Foundation, they're going to do the same thing. We can no longer live a lie. We can no longer put up with this nonsense. So it's like, even Braveheart wasn't an actual factual movie, but, you can use those lines. Do you want to stand fighting or on your knees crawling? And that's the bottom line.
I said it many times. We need to go down. We need to take over our cities. That's where we need to start. when you know 10,000 people go down to your
that's
city
the, well,
hall.
That's
the
wall. We've done that. We've done that. Well, we've done that.
No, we removed
we've done
them.
That.
We evicted them. You haven't evicted them. You haven't told them to get out.
No,
you know,
no,
every
no,
city
no,
hall,
no,
every
no,
courthouse
no,
throughout America. I mean,
yep.
That would be the only way to do something like that. You'd have to have millions stand up
that's
at the same time.
That's exactly what we're going to do. We've got
yeah.
the numbers. We don't.
Yeah,
we've got 11 million now, and although we're doing it, we're not like I'm not doing this to say we're not going to do it. We're doing it, and we're going to do it, and we're going to show our American brothers to the south of us. We're all brothers and sisters. We're going to do it. They're killing our children. That should be the number one message. They're killing our children. They're killing our future. So, well, are we going to sit here and negotiate? No. They declared war on us. We're sending them a letter, which I did. We've accepted your challenge.
Where do people unite? Where do people come together to do this? Because if you have 11 million already, then we should have 30 million, 40 million.
Okay, just to cut this short now, Dallas, we appreciate you calling in. We do have Jimmy on the line. He's been waiting, and, you know, he's calling long distance. But listen, brother, we appreciate your thoughts. We may not agree on it, but, you know, on the way, we agree on it, but probably not on the delivery on how you're going to go about it. I just don't see that as realistic.
Well, can
you
I
know,
can I can
just,
I finish off one
opinion.
Thing to
you? You sure can.
Okay, well,
I'm
going to ask you a question. When society has brainwashed people to phone the law enforcement to come and protect us, and they don't protect us, when the law enforcement of the judicial system does not protect us, who's going to protect us? We the people must rise up. We the people must take control. We the people must put the law into our own hands. And that's the bottom line. You can sit here for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. After 9/11, when Mossad took up the Twin Towers, all we had was Luke up there with controlled opposition going inside job. No, it should have been. Let's get to the bottom of this. Let's arrest every single person, Bush administration. You know, you cannot keep going on and on, playing their game because they're killing and murdering people. It's about time we start standing up together and getting this shit done. And by the way, you're an American. I'm supposedly Canadian, but we're the same blood. We're the same family. We came from the same British area, brought over here. So I mean, it's time to say what we have to do, and we're not going to beat them by negotiating. We're not going to beat them by negotiating them. So you build your communities up, you get them educated. We've got lots of communities built already that understand the problem. The problem.
Okay.
I'm phoning long distance too.
Yeah. Jimmy has been waiting to come in. Listen, Dallas, leave us in the chat room your number and stuff, and maybe we'll look at getting you on sometime where you could talk. And you know, we got Rooster on tonight as our guest, and we haven't even had a chance to really hammer at him yet. But leave your digits there. We'll reach out to you and get you on.
Yeah, I've got Dallas.
Well, Constant. Yep. constitutionalconventions.ca constitutionalconventions.ca. That's an awesome website. And then another thing too, that site also connects you to our republics in the states, because I'm working with them also together. We have lots of people in the republics, don't worry about that, they're pissed off and had enough of this bullshit too. So that's one. Also, constitutionalconventions@proton.mail.com.
alright, my
all right,
friend, thank you very
Dallas.
Much
thank
we
you
appreciate
much.
It
so much, Dallas.
See you later, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, song. Okay, bye.
Well, hello there, guys. How's
Jimmy?
It going?
Hey,
there's the man.
I wanted to ask how I sounded. I've got a microphone that I've been waiting to use for this for quite some time. So can I get a mic check on this thing here?
It sounds incredible.
Awesome. Very
sounds good.
Good. Very, very good. It's a Rode or whatever the hell it is. I was told it was a good one either way, so I'm glad I'm finally putting it to use. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great, Jimmy D. Doing great.
Very good, Jimmy.
So, first of all, I wanted to thank you guys very much for having me on. Obviously, I got a lot of respect for both of you guys. They're really a little bit sloppy. I know this one's a little bit more serious here. I appreciate what you guys are doing, Chadio. You're a big inspiration to me. I love your content, and Three Rows to you as well, man. But I wanted
appreciate
to talk
it,
tonight. I heard you guys bringing up something that I'm involved with a little bit earlier in the show here, and I'd like to maybe answer any questions surrounding. I'm sure we've seen a lot of questions surrounding Camp for All and what we're doing, who's involved with it, what the goal is, and all that good stuff. So I'll preface it with this. So basically, it's a bunch of creators that are a little bit pissed off at a large coffee brand in this company that made a political decision, as so well as articulated by Chad, in regards to who they were going to be sending away to their charity camp this year and who was not allowed to go. And they've excluded a large percentage of children. Almost 60% of children in Canada would be excluded by this decision that they've made. And rather than petition them and yell at them and get all upset and try to smash them and beat them down, we just said, you know what, we don't need you. So we created a foundation. It's an initiative called Camp for All. And we've got a not-for-profit set up right now, working on websites and all that stuff. And the goal of the actual organization is to be a liaison between kids who might go without and camps that would love to have them. So we're going to use our little bit of a voice that we have on whatever social media platforms we do to garner some attention, find some fitting applicants, and make sure these kids have a good year. It's been 2 years of hell, guys. And these kids, you know, especially in the summertime, they're losing that interaction again. We just got them back into school up here in the last little while, right? And it's an important time of their lives, you know, when they're between 6 and 14 for their development and social skills and learning leadership skills and maybe some bushcraft and, you know, getting out of the city for most of them. So that's pretty much what we're doing.
And you know, Jimmy, when I saw that, I mean, I was really touched. And, you know, I mean, these are our kids. And these a lot of these kids, they depend on these camps. You know, their parents a lot of times can't afford to send them to camps and stuff. So they use this Tim Hortons. And for them to come out and have a direct attack on kids, it's just one more move to separate the vaccinated from the unvaccinated, to bring the divide. So when you guys come out and did this, listen, I'm all in. Whatever you need me to do, plug it however I can on our radio show. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. I'll put it on my Instagram. I mean, when you get the website and everything all set up, you make sure I got all the information, Three Rows too, and Kim as well.
Yeah.
And we'll promote the hell out of this. And I'm personally going to make a donation. I just need to know where. I think that needs to be the messaging now, is how to how people can actually do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
so that's,
I'll put it up on my page, on the link tree, everything.
Very good. Well, I appreciate that, guys. Obviously, it's huge to be every voice that we have is much appreciated, especially when it comes with people with the reach that you guys have. So for right now, obviously, setting up a corporation takes some time, but we are in a fast-track process for it. So we're expecting the corporation to be up and running no later than the 25th of this month. It is currently listed as a sole proprietorship, but that's just the way that cookie crumbles. We can't really get away from that, right? But we want to make sure no kids are left behind. Our mission statement is equality and unity for all kids and families, redefining the approach to the camp environment for kids. And that's something that we really want to stand behind. So for now, in lieu of not having a website to go to, which is supposed to be ready any day now, like it's moving at lightning speed, expect something. Guys, keep listening in, because we're going to have some information on that coming up really quickly. You can actually go to the email address, which would be campforkids, the number 4, at outlook.com, and you can make donations there. They will be providing receipts for all of that, because it will be tax deductible once we get everything fired up. We've already had people make donations already, which was super. We were super happy about that. We were very grateful, of course. And it's moving faster than I think any one of us would have actually expected.
That's because it's genuine, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and that's where it's coming from, guys. It's really coming straight from the heart, right? And the amount of people that have latched on and said this, like, obviously you guys, we've had creators like the Hurt in Albertan call, wants to know more about it and what's going on. We've got Craig Rett on board. There's lots of people around that are actually going to be helping us out in any way that they can. And I want to let everybody know if you have a particular skill set or if you have something that you can add, if you want to make any donations, if you have anything that you want to be able to help us out with, you can actually reach out through that same email address, which is camp4kids@outlook.com, and get a hold of somebody there, and we'll get back to you on it too. So.
Awesome. Well, you know, I think that is, you know, admirable. And I do believe it'll move quick because we all, you know, that's one thing that should turn the nation around is our kids. We got some background noise there.
Sorry, was that me?
Yeah, I guess so.
My bad. I had the mic turned up. I had the cough button on.
You got the real rig. You have to show me what it is so I can get it set up. And I closed on a new house tomorrow, and I got an office I'm going to set up as a little media room. I'm pretty excited, so I need to get a microphone and all these things.
I got it on Amazon. Just that's where everybody buys everything these days, right? Like you, especially when you live in the country. I've cut that down quite a bit over the last couple of months, but for a while there, the damn delivery truck seemed like it was showing up almost every single day. I'm like, this is a problem. I got to stop ordering, but I'll definitely send you a link to the one that I got. And if it sounds good to you, then that's what I'm running. It's a USB microphone. Your headphones come with it as well. It plugs into the back, and it's got a little on and off button for the mic. So I guess it doesn't turn it off completely, but.
Wow, you know, it sounds pretty good. And so what do you think of our guest here, Mr. Rooster? He's been pretty quiet. I'm not used to him being so quiet.
Is he still in here?
Yes, he is.
Of course.
He's hiding away.
Of course. I'm just sitting back here hiding around the corner peeking.
Oh, I thought you took off, brother.
No.
I had the pleasure of meeting Rooster a couple times when we were in Ottawa there in February. Fantastic guy. Obviously, great patriot, amazing Canadian. Real inspiration there as well. I don't have anything but good things to say about him.
Well, thanks, Jamie. We'll give her a little more time here, brother.
Yeah.
Good. And you too. Yeah. It was. That auto. You know what? I'm pretty grateful. The auto is as how do you word this? As shitty as Ottawa was, I'm very grateful it happened. And the fact that we sped up that 2030 agenda that they were pushing kind of means that we're winning.
Well, I think one of the key takeaways from Ottawa and what happened there was the connections that were made between so many different freedom-loving and patriotic Canadians. Like, I made more friends in that month and more people that I can actually get along with on a day-to-day level without having to worry about if they're going to get offended by something that I'm going to say or not. You know, like, it's for years felt that you were tap dancing around people and not being sure whether you could express your emotions or not, right? And, you know, it aligned me with a lot of really, really smart people, a lot of people that felt the same way that I did. Because, you know, let's be real, after 2 years of getting shit on by the government, you felt pretty alone. And for me, that's why Ottawa was great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree, Jimmy. And you know, I'm glad I got, you know, I haven't met you in person yet, but eventually I will. You're going to see me moseying down the street at one of these things in Ottawa or wherever. But, you know, I love your content, brother. I love how you put it all together. You're pretty crafty. You know, you get the videos up behind you, and you got the things going. And how the hell did you learn how to do that?
Just, honest to God, just trial. It's trial and error, you know what I mean? I've got some guys that I look up to, obviously some creators on the app that I look up to. It's a lot of my own style as well. But I was sick and tired of people being like, citation needed. I don't know, I guess he considers himself to be a pretty famous TikToker. I think that's the tagline he uses. But the citation needed crowd kept coming after me. And I think that drove me to be like, okay, fine, I'm not going to show my work in the comments. I'm not going to battle these people in the fucking comments. I'm going to put the fucking screenshot up right motherfucking behind me. There it is, plain as day. And what I found was after I started doing that, I would get less videos taken down because when they would get reviewed, I guess whoever at TikTok was reviewing it would be like, well, there's the facts. Like, I put one up it was about 2 months ago now, maybe 6 weeks ago, and it was right after the National Post did an article that the World Health Organization said that there are direct links to the Pfizer vaccine causing hearing loss. And it was up for a while. So I shared it to my Instagram. They took it down right away. I had them review it. They put it back up. But 6 weeks later, after I put it up, they pulled this fucking video down. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, motherfuckers, I'm reporting on a national newspaper reporting on a global fucking health organization. You're going to tell me that's misinformation? Like, I didn't make this up. But imagine if I didn't have that shit in the background. They would have fucking had that thing axed off the fucking thing, and I would have been booted off the fucking app. So it's kind of like a safety net for me in a way, you know?
Yeah, I think it's great. I love how you bring it out. And, you know, like you said, it's good to have the proof and everything behind you. I notice Clint, he's getting pretty crafty with his content lately. Man, that guy is funny.
You should drop his app in chat so everybody can go give him a follow.
What was that, Michael?
We should. Oh, I didn't say anything.
Oh, it wasn't me.
I said we should drop his app in the chat so everybody can go give him a follow.
Yes. And guys, anybody that's listening in, if we're not following you, you know, please make yourself known. You know, we appreciate all of our listeners. This is Jimmy. Jimmy Goes to Ottawa. Jimmy, put all Kim, if you're doing the chat room, or Michael, you know, put their symbols in the chat room, because you know we're all patriots, and we all are one community. So, you know, Jimmy has some great content. I absolutely love it. I actually, you're one of my favorite creators, Jimmy, and I love getting you on the live because you're very well informed.
Wow, that's a huge compliment coming from you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Jimmy's awesome, dude. I love him too. We've got Harsh News in our chat room, and I want to give a shout out to that dude. He's fucking awesome. I love Harsh News. I just found him a couple months ago, but Harsh News, this is Three Rows, and I love your shit, man. So
he's even better to party with.
We had a hell of a
time. Went down there to pay some respect to our veterans for the Rolling Thunder, and I want to make that clear, too. That's another great point to bring up. There was a lot in the media about what Rolling Thunder wasn't. You know, they wanted to frame it as some sort of convoy thing. It was not. It was never intended to be. I've never seen a sleeper cab on the back of a Harley, so I'm not exactly sure how they were going to take over the city with motorcycles. But anyway, they blew it way out of proportion. We were there to pay our respects to the prisoners of the war, and the missing in action soldiers at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and take back that monument that the government tried to steal from our veterans. They put a fence around the thing, you know what I mean, because some drunk girl happened to step on a monument. It was absolute overreach, and they continued the narrative. It's disgusting. If you look at what this current sitting government in the country of Canada is doing right now, it's just incomprehensible. You've got this chump, Marco Mendocino, who's sitting there in committee about whether or not it was justified to pull the Emergencies Act or not, completely lying on record after the Ottawa Police Services 100% said that the arson wasn't caused by anybody who had anything to do with the demonstration in February. But they keep pushing it. And you know who else said that? There was a pretty prominent bad guy in history that said, just keep repeating the lies that they believe in. And this is what it's starting to feel like to me. How corrupt is this government, and how far is it going to go?
It's going to go all the way, Jimmy. All the way, right till they get their freaking way, their agenda that they're shooting for, bro. So, unless we stop them or do something different. So,
unless we do something different, for sure. Because what we're doing right now is not fucking working.
Well, you know, it's all about controlling the flow of information. You know, that's why they're losing their mind over Twitter and now coming out the misinformation board. You know, I never seen nothing like it. People worried about misinformation. You know, so if you blindly accept what the government's telling you and what the left is telling you, I mean, we'd all believe that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. We now know that it's true. It's proven true. There's a grand jury convened. And, you know, if we had to listen to their first narrative, we'd never know about it. We'd never know about the perversions and the bribery and all these things going on with the Bidens.
That's right. That's why I think that's why, Chad, it's important that everybody needs to question everything, not just take it at face value, especially when it comes from mainstream. Everybody, I think the world should be starting to realize that by now here, except for the real couch potatoes, right? But we can't, I mean, not going to help everybody, so.
That's an unfortunate truth, right? Like, I'm hearing a lot of grumblings through, like, some of the channels and the people that I frequent with that it's the time to wake people up is over. You know what I mean? And that's sad. I think what they mean by that, the time to wake them up is over, is that they're going to have to find their own path. And eventually all of this is going to come out. Now, it could be 10 years from now. We don't know. Could be longer. Right? But I think it's crumbling. You know, when you hear things like they're speeding up Agenda 2030, I think that means they're scared. Right? I think that means, like, if they had a plan to unleash it in 8 years from now, and why all of a sudden is that getting bumped up forward? Well, it's definitely not because people are complying. It's because they're worried they won't be able to implement that plan when they previously planned to do it. Like, I think a lot of people in here are listening will probably know that they tried to do this around 2010, and they failed. And this is probably not the first attempt that they've tried to take over with this global coup.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, like, and that's the thing. I mean, you get so many people, I'm locked and loaded, and people, you know, ready to storm the government. And, you know, to me, that's crazy talk. I mean, I'm sure we all think it some days, and we all get frustrated. But, you know, if the people wake up and can come, it only takes 3% of a population. That's it. Everything changes. When 3% of the population rises up and comes with the same mindset, you know, that's a revolution right there. And, you know, we don't need to overthrow the government, but we definitely need to recall these jokes that we have running it, for sure.
Absolutely. We'll get back to the accountability thing here. So that this government hasn't had any of that for a very long time. So.
Well, Trudeau don't care. He's so pompous, he don't care. He'll tell you exactly how he's going to rob you, and he don't care. He don't care that we got the highest gas prices in the country. You know, he don't care that people are suffering. He don't care. You know, he could remove that carbon tax tomorrow, and people will go back to having somewhat relief.
It's crazy,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
All of this started, you know, all this started like in the fall of the Berlin Wall, right? Like, you know, we thought that, I guess history would tell us that we defeated communism. It didn't. It just moved over to our post-secondary education systems. It moved over to our local governments or municipal governments, moved to our school boards. They started teaching this stuff to people in the 70s and 80s. And now what we have is a whole bunch of 50-year-olds that have been indoctrinated by this Marxist ideology that never really died when the wall fell. And it's showing.
Yeah.
It's showing really hard.
Right. Yep.
Well, you know, Michael, you're an expert on communism. What are you thinking?
I can tell you communism has never worked. Socialism has never worked for any period of time.
Well, you can look at just how quickly Cuba fell apart after Russia or the USSR was dismantled. All of a sudden, all their people started to starve. Like, all their people starved, right? Like, they had no money. The only reason they were being propped up was because of the USSR, right? And
look,
that's
Venezuela,
when... Venezuela right now.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy. I used to call us China. I think I'm going to start calling us Venezuela, because I think that's probably more what's going to happen here the sooner. We're probably going to end up like
here.
Except we'll never have the luxury of 15 cents a liter gas like they've got, you know. And not everybody can be a doctor in Canada either, though. So, you know, like.
I've made that reference many, many, many times. And I've talked to people, known people from Venezuela, and they say, you think that it can't happen there, but we thought that too. It's happening. People don't see it. It is happening. We are slowly slipping right straight into communism. and it's no good. It's not going to happen. This, you'll own nothing and be happy about it. But you know what, Klaus Schwab? You'll own nothing and be locked up in Guantanamo Bay somewhere.
Yeah, it's time we take all their shit. Everything that they've taken from us, everything, all that land Bill Gates has bought up, all that shit needs to go back to the people. It needs to be sold. We need to get our money back from it.
Did you guys hear anything about... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Did you guys hear anything about the trains stopping fertilizer shipment to try and bolster this thought that we're not getting any of the potassium that we normally would get from Russia? I've heard stories about that, and a couple of different sources obviously can't corroborate it with mainstream media, so you won't catch it on my TikTok, but heard a lot of stories about trains purposely not being able to haul fertilizer into the lower 48, into Canada, all that stuff. And we do know CN Rail is owned, or was owned by Bill Gates, is now owned by Melinda Gates. So it would be really easy for them to set something like that up.
Oh, yeah. They control
it
all.
I've heard that they were slowing down the rail. You know, what reason? I haven't heard it given why they would do that. I mean, like, it don't even make sense unless you're purposely trying to starve people.
They are going to starve us out. I've had people.
That's what they're trying to do.
A guy was arguing with me earlier, and I told him, "Man, you go do your own thing." But I'm just trying to warn people. They are going to. That's their plan. They've said it. That's what they're going to do. They want to starve us out. We have to be proactive about this. We have to get self-reliant, and we have to do it really fucking fast.
Yep. Yeah, so for me personally, I've got a group of like-minded individuals. We're actually on an Element server. We don't meet all that often. We have a couple meetings every once in a while, switch houses, show up. They've got food dry-freezing machines. We're stocked up. I got two freezers full of meat. We're ready to go. You know what I mean? I can defend my household, if you know what I'm getting at. And I can defend it and feed our family for a very long time with some of the things that I've collected.
Me too. I've got a freeze dryer ordered. It won't be here till July 24th, but I do have one ordered.
You know what's the craziest thing I had out of the freeze dryer? Ice cream sandwiches.
Man, it's freaking awesome. Is it not crazy?
So good. So good.
Yeah, everything I've had out of that thing, even fucking green beans, are good. So that's what made me say, okay, I told my wife I would do it. She said she's got a lot of people that want to buy the stuff from her. And once she started giving me some of the stuff her friend was making, I was like, okay, do this. We can store a lot of stuff up. And then, yeah, it's awesome.
Well, those sandwiches.
I've never heard of
10%.
It.
Yeah, it's crazy. You can find them on Amazon. Which one did you get, Three Rows? Which one? Because I was looking at
it. Honestly don't know. I know that it was about $3,000.
That was the price range I was looking at.
There's three different models, and I told her to get the middle model. I think it would do up to 10, let me see, 6 to 10 ounces, I think is what it said it would do at a time. So I don't know. But, yeah, that's the one that she ordered.
You got to check this thing out, Chatty, because like you throw in ice cream sandwiches, they come out at about one-tenth the size. They're little tiny suckers, right? But they're so good. They had a little tasting platter of this thing. But the thing, they've had it for probably going on 8 months now. It's never shut off once. All they're doing is that. And I'm just seeing it in the chat here. Harsh is canning. We do a ton of canning as well. How many liters of tomato sauce did we get last year? 25 liters of tomato sauce we canned. All of our peppers and everything like that. So we're pretty much, probably safe as far as it comes for real dire situations. But then you got to worry about, because what's going to get dangerous? So I'm going to sit here high on the horse with all kinds of food and everything. You know, too many people get wind of that, and they don't have that stuff. Guess what? They're coming to my door next. So you got to be prepared for all that too, right? So
exactly. Yeah, everybody needs to quit growing grass and start growing plants in their front yard, start growing vegetables in their front yard. You know, people say they don't have the room for it, but, you know, everybody grows a yard, everybody mows, you know, something. Just a 10-square-feet garden could feed your family all year. So.
Yeah, our gardener, our garden's about 20 by 30 right now, and I know Harsh was saying that he doubled his this year, so. You know, everybody should start thinking about it. It's easier than you think.
Not a 10 square foot. I mean, it's a 10 by 10. But, yeah, a 10 by 10 garden. You could feed your family if you did it right. And, yeah, exactly. Everybody needs to learn. We've forgotten the ways of our grandparents, and we need to get back to that way because that's why we're in the predicament we're in, and that's the reason that they're able to starve us out because we depend on them for everything. So
I'm lucky enough to have a bunch of Amish people living around me. A friend of mine is really tight with him. Like, his dad drives them and stuff like that. He's retired, right? So we get to pick their brains on, like, okay, well, how do you guys keep your food? Because they don't buy anything. Right, like everything that they eat is processed from them. I think the little Amish store there has got all the flour they need and everything. They bake their own bread, but they can their meat. They'll take ground beef and can it. And I'd never thought that you could do that. It blew me away.
You know, and that's what I tell people, Jimmy. I tell people, you know, they're telling us these things, they're warning us these things, and what's going to happen is, when it's actually on your doorstep and a buying frenzy happens, it's too late, especially if you don't have the money or you don't have the resources. You know, you're going to be put in a real tough, tough spot. I mean, look what they did over toilet paper. You don't think when it comes to food there won't be all in all brawls in the stores or, you know, limits on stuff. So what my family has been doing, I mean, I'm not much into the canning, but I'm going to get into it. My wife bottles stuff and these things, but you know, I would slowly, when we go to the grocery store, and I advise this to many people, you know, you pick up a can of something here, a can of something there, because, you know, at least it's food, and, you know, start storing it. And you do it slowly. At least you're getting a little bit of a pantry to tie you over, get your flour and your yeast and all these things. And, that is the most cost-effective way, that and canning, I think.
Yeah, just learn how to store those things. If you can store those things, you can put them in Mylar and use oxygen absorbers, and you can save these things for 25 years. So, yeah, it's all about knowledge. And like you said, it doesn't take much. $10 a week, you know. And I know $10 a week is hard sometimes, especially when you're paying, you know, here in America, I'm paying $5.35 a gallon for diesel today is what I paid. I spent $300 this weekend going back and forth to my lake house. Just going out there and back, and normally going to the dump and the lake house and all that would, you know, I'd have spent $110-$120 last year. It's ridiculous. It's getting crazy. I spent $200 on groceries for 2.5 days worth of groceries. $200. Didn't buy anything. We bought hot dogs, sandwich stuff. Nothing crazy. Just small stuff, chips. You know, $200 for 2 days. It's nuts.
And it's gonna get worse. I know today. Today here in beautiful Nanaimo, British Columbia, I filled up my pickup, $188.
Oh, my God.
The Waze Explorer was $130.
The Waze Explorer was $130. I couldn't believe it. Wow. I was filling it with premium last year at this time for $90, and now it's $130 for regular.
Yeah. Well, my last fuel bill was $9,000. You know, it's almost doubled, right? So, that's not sustainable. I mean, you're going to see your trucks all taken down off the road. You just can't do it. I mean, you know, either that or you got to tack the price on. The prices of everything is going to go up because of this carbon tax. You can't tell me it's not by design. And nobody can tell me where this carbon money is going.
Oh, we know where it's going. We're financing fucking propaganda, fucking filled wars, and these criminals, they're just criminals, and they got to be stopped, man. So all us humans are the carbon footprint that they want to eliminate over the environmental bullshit parts and all that stuff is us for complete control and power.
Absolutely, Rooster. Yeah, and there's no, like, what are they trying to recoup, or what are they just playing a game of who's next? Like, all the people that are running the lumber companies, they get the first big old shot in the wallet, right? Now we've moved on to the food and into the petroleum industries. Like, who's the next one? The housing industry is all up. Like they've literally, besides the inflation, but the increase in the cost of living, they've literally devalued our currency by at least half in a year. It's insane.
Yeah. Absolutely it is.
And it's like, I walked into the Home Depot the other day. You know what they want for a 2x4 in Canada? For a straight stud, A-grade stud in Home Depot, they want $9 for a 2x4x8 stud.
Yeah, wow. I'm just going to start parting out my house.
Everybody need a window. I've got a window over here. Everybody need a front door? I'm just going to be supplying it.
Use drywall. Use drywall.
It's only got a few holes in it. Pre-textured, pre-painted.
That's it, man. It's insane. It is insane. I don't know. Here where I'm at, I don't know how it is where you guys are, but my county here in Texas is growing by about 3,000 people every month. People are purging, like, these liberal cities, and they're moving to counties like mine in Texas. And so building is insane. I mean, there are houses being built everywhere. And we have houses that have been sitting for 4, 5, 6 months with no windows in them, no drywall, because we're waiting on windows. Or I've got 30 houses down the road from my shop that we're working on that they're waiting on their drywall packages and their roof packages. They've been waiting for a couple weeks now, and some of these things, you know, the people aren't paying me near as fast now as they used to. I'm fixing to start asking for cash upon every job that I do because I'm getting afraid that I'm not going to recoup some of this money I'm putting out, and I'm going to keep paying my guys and not get it in. But
yeah,
you're
going to have to.
People moving in around here is nuts. But when the bottom falls out, it's going to be fucking insane because there's hundreds of thousands of people moving here to Texas. And
you know,
it's crazy.
You know, guys, it's amazing, too. Like, if you look at, you know, when I come through Vancouver there, when I was coming over to the island again, looking at all the construction going on, and obviously Vancouver can't go out wider anymore because there's water in the way, but they're sure in a hurry to go upwards with all these bigger sky-rises and stuff, right? So the big cranes and the buildings and stuff, and the money that's being spent right now still on construction for apartment buildings and stuff, and it's fucking insane, man. And, you know, speaking of being able to acquire things, parts for trucks, look at parts for trucks, right? So guys are waiting months and months for, like, this, you know, well, it used to be insignificant parts for trucks to keep running. Now it's taking months to get them, right? So, I mean, I myself, after this has all pretty much, you know, happened here, and I pretty much devoted myself to freedom fighting and running around and spreading the truth. And, like, I got one winch tractor left to sell right now, which I got to do soon so I can keep financing myself to keep going, because these guys get their way here, what they're planning on doing. I mean, money's not going to matter too much here in the very near future,
it's
right?
Not.
So that's kind of the way that I'm looking at it. You know, I mean, I know how to make $500,000 a year. I've done it many times before, so that's why this is my focus right now. So, but I mean, it's waking up people. I know for me, that's what I'm trying to do as best as I can, and I get thousands of messages daily from people thanking me. So it's working. It's definitely working. I just hope that we can get the numbers up and awake in time here.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. That's why I scream, and that's why I keep making fucking apps and our accounts. And, you know, I've even gotten back on Facebook and started trying to do shit there again. They'll probably kick me off again soon enough. But I just, you know, I want to wake as many people as we can up, because when the time comes, I don't need them at my fucking doorstep, you know, begging for food. They need to be prepared. Everybody needs to be prepared.
That's a great point.
Jimmy, you on Instagram?
I am on Instagram. It's J_Snurch. I will put it in the chat. But the benefit to following me on Instagram is you won't have to follow 5 of my TikTok accounts at once, because all my content goes there. But I'll throw it down here in the chat. If anybody wants to follow me. I finally made it up to 2,000 subscribers on Instagram. I'm heavily shadow banned there, and then they took like 12 away, and I'm slowly crawling back up. But that is a corrupt thing, and it's admirable that. That you're still going back to Facebook there, Three Rows, because I still have my account, but I definitely will not use that platform. I don't want them to get 1 cent of advertising dollars from me.
Yeah,
I'm on Instagram, growing very, very slowly. I don't know. I don't know how to do the breakout on that one. That's
it's
one thing
hard.
About TikTok. It gives you a fast burst, you know, where people get to know you and, you know, like your content. I find Instagram, it's tough.
But I'm on there, folks. Anybody listening, same name. Same with Twitter. Chatty02778.
Yeah,
another thing, if I could here, Gob, just want to talk a little bit about freedomconvoycrew.com. That's some friends that we developed that one there. It's got an uncensored forum on there, and there's you can sign up for a newsletter there for email and stuff. So as things progressed here or over into the West, there's going to be sort of kind of messages about what's going to be happening down the line coming out on that one as well, right? And there's obviously stuff that I'm going to put on there that I won't be putting on other platforms because they're just going to ban it. So,
what was that website again, Rooster?
FreedomConvoyCrew.com.
Got it. What do y'all got coming up, Rooster? Where are you headed next?
What's that, sorry?
Where are y'all headed next? What do y'all got going on right now?
Right now, in Nanaimo, we're going to be Wednesday night here. Marcus Ray is going to be speaking here. And then I believe this weekend there's a gathering, I guess, in Nanaimo here. We're going to be having another one here for bringing awareness. And then that's pretty much all we have really booked at this time right now here so far. So we're trying to get away from the whole convoy thing, guys. And the reason being is that we're bringing unity, but the same token, look at the price of fuel, look at the price of all this, like everything that's going on. It's just, for me, it's just better to just kind of put on a sort of a venue and then everybody just kind of make their own way there in a sense, you know, and especially out here in a province like British Columbia, because there's a lot of sleepy people out here, right? And I know that there's a lot of them that would come to see us, but they don't want to, I guess, in a sense, be associated with the convoy part of it because they're worried about what their neighbor's going to say.
We should get on TikTok and find out the rest of us. Maybe they wouldn't feel so isolated. Maybe you tell them to get on TikTok. You'll find your family pretty quick. You won't worry about what your neighbor has to say after about a week or two.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Damn right.
You're 100% right there.
Yeah, because everybody felt alone until they got on TikTok, and then you actually find some community, and if they actually let us out, we would find hundreds of thousands more people just like us because they're out there. Every time I make a new account, I run across 10,000 new people that I didn't meet before, you know. But we had about 75 people gathered at our courthouse today locally, and they were all holding signs, and they're protesting, and they're saying saying that they don't want Dominion machines, they want handwritten ballots and no mail-in voting, and I thought that was fucking awesome. I drove around the courthouse and I wanted to stop and join them. I had five guys in the truck and a tractor behind me, but I thought that was awesome. We need to see more of that kind of stuff too. We just need to be speaking out and let them know what we want, and we need to do it in numbers. So, but yeah, I thought that was awesome. When I drove around, I was like, damn, man, I really did. I wanted to stop and tell my guys, let's get out and join them. You know, because that's what we need to be doing. On a Monday morning, they're out there at the courthouse just protesting and telling them, hey, we're not going to put up with that bullshit from 2020. You know, we're gonna do mail-in, or no more mail-in. We're going to do paper ballots and no machines, and we'll count them ourselves if that's what we have to do. Stay up there all night long.
Well, you look at the big psyop that happened, Michael. Where, you know, they told everybody it's being investigated, and Q saying trust the plan and all this stuff. So people kept quiet. People didn't rile up. And, you know, now we come to find out there's nothing. There's no plan. There's no white hats coming to save you. The election was BS. It was a fraud. Everybody could see it. I mean, Biden had to buy likes on YouTube. I mean, he was the only president with more dislikes than he had likes. So, you know.
They changed how YouTube works. They took away the dislike button. You couldn't even see if people didn't like it after that. They took it away. They're like, no, you can't share.
Yeah, they did. I made a video about it the other night after listening to the 2,000 Mules. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I listened to it all on the headphones while I was on the excavator. And I made a video about it just saying, you know, just how it was, you know, pretty much PSYOP and how we've been complacent for 2 years. And, you know, what if Trump was controlled opposition, or what if they were using him as controlled opposition? Not that he is himself even, but if they're just using him as that. And, And, man, I caught a lot of hell for it. A lot of people just don't have an open mind to they are Trump 100%, so, you know, and they can't look past it. And, you know, I have an open mind. I am not allegiance to anyone. I don't trust any of the politicians. I don't care who it is. I thought Trump did great for the nation. I thought he did good for the country. But, you know, when we're in the position that we're in 2 years after the election, and, you know, they keep saying, you know, we're coming to save you, we're coming to save you, but our country is being fucking dismantled daily, I can't wait. I can't just wait for somebody to come save us. We can't. And yeah, I got a lot of flack for saying that, but, man, it has to be said.
It's the same as, well, it's like, look at, let me see. Go ahead, John.
Go ahead, Rooster. You're the guest, brother.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you, same thing in Canada, what's going on here right now, right? You had Grant Abraham, who got all the signatures. He got the funds raised and all that stuff to get himself a place at the table to represent people in the Conservative Party. And you had Joseph Bourgeau did the same thing. And they all had their stuff in on time, but then the Conservative government just said, no, never mind. We're not going to let you run. Because there you go, right?
Yep.
So, and you got people, just because Pierre has been flapping his gums for the last couple of years opposing Trudeau, you got everybody brainwashed thinking that he's the way to go. Well, when are we going to learn that exchanging one career politician for another one and thinking you're going to get different results is actually, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just want to keep doing the same thing over and over. So it's so different here in Canada. We haven't had a fair election in how long over here either. Like, and it was blatantly obvious. It's been blatantly obvious. Right? They're all placed.
Well, here's my view on it, and we have a caller. We're going to bring him on the line with us right after I finish my point here. But, you know, my view on Trump is he was used. Like, you know, the people around him that he trusted, this is what I think, just my opinion. You know, they let him stray. They let him stray with the chief of staff to pick. They let him stray with, you know, what office staff, I mean, you had all these people portraying them in the White House, never before seen. Those people still have not been charged. And, you know, that's my view on Trump. I think he went in there not knowing politics the way he should, and he was used and abused. And I hope that this time, you know, he's going to be a lot wiser. And we do have a caller. So, Kim, when you're ready, bring him up.
All right, let's see. Hello, caller 9933, you're on.
Good evening, gentlemen. You realize I was going to step back and keep my mouth shut tonight, but I couldn't do it. It's Mama Bear here.
There we go. There we go.
How are you?
You're a celebrity in our circles.
I just can't step
That's
back
right.
and keep my mouth shut. Evening, Rooster.
Good evening,
I'm
Mama Bear.
I'm just kind of looking at... We're listening to what you guys are saying. And just a little tip for anybody out there that's not prepped or not ready. Our local papers put out coupons in them twice a month, I believe it is. If you get your coupons and you can stockpile them, you'd be surprised what you can do to build your food storage. Hmm. I had a 3-year food storage by couponing.
Wow.
Literally, I mean, I was buying Campbell's soup, and I was getting paid back a penny per can, and I was buying it by the case.
Yeah, I'm a plumber. I go in and out of people's houses all the time, and I see people have bedrooms full of stuff, and that's what they tell me. I'm not just a crazy hoarder, but I do couponing, and all this stuff was free. I'm like, wow,
exactly.
They literally have thousands of dollars of stuff in their bedrooms, and it was all free. And some of them, you know, make money off of it. They sell it online and stuff, and a lot of them do just put it away and hoard what they need to, and they say, you know, if people need it, they'll get it later. But that's awesome.
I lived off my food storage for 3 years after my marriage went south.
Wow.
For 3 years, I lived off my food storage.
Holy smokes.
That's awesome.
So it is doable, guys. It's just a matter of taking the time to coupon. Go ahead, Chad.
So the lesson here is when things go south, we're all moving to Mama Bears.
Well, I'm rebuilding it. I just actually got off the phone. Well, it could be a little hard. I've only got a 2-bedroom mobile home, but I'll find room for you.
I'm going to Jimmy's then.
Yeah. Better call first. You don't know it. I might be up in the tree somewhere.
Jimmy, I have the drones up there. Yeah, there'll be drones. You'll have the biometrics and everything on his property.
I'll be in the ghillie suit at the top of the tallest tree I can find. Call me first. Let me know.
Hey, guys, you don't know the security systems I got around here.
I'm probably banned from Canada, guys.
Yeah, but you just tell Trudeau you and I are friends, and you LA right in. I mean, I'm well revered, you know, and I got connections.
Yeah, Chadio said I could come in. Hey, I was listening to the radio earlier, right? And they were talking about Drake. Y'all know the rapper from Canada, Drake.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
They were talking about another rapper that he had beef with, I guess, that had interrupted one of his shows, I guess ran up on him at the stage at one of his shows. And they literally had this guy banned from going to Canada. He's banned from Canada. That's how much pull Drake has in Canada. And I looked it up. I can't remember his name. I'll have to look it up. I wrote it down. But, yeah, it was true. He literally can't go to Canada. He's banned from going to Canada, and it's because Drake pretty much pulled some strings.
Either Rogan or Dave Chappelle's in the same boat. One of the two. Don't quote me on that.
He must be vaccinated because, you know, us unvaccinated people are fucking prisoners in our own country. We can't leave anyway. So.
Exactly.
Fucking insane.
It is nuts. Yeah, so, Mom, are you in Canada? Are you in Canada? Because if you are, I was under the impression that we couldn't coupon like that up here.
You can. You can.
Wow.
She's in Nova Scotia, right, Mama Bear?
I'm in Nova Scotia, dear.
There we
yep.
go. I remember.
You can coupon like that up here. You got to watch your sale flyers and check your – like, I had 2 3-inch binders full of coupons.
Oh, wow.
Like, I would walk in and pay maybe $30, $40 for $600 worth of groceries.
Jesus. That show was one of my guilty pleasures years ago. Remember that show, The Extreme Couponing?
Yeah.
It was a guilty pleasure. I used to watch that, and the other shows that I don't want to admit on the air, but yeah, one of them was that.
Hey, what about Doomsday Preppers? Why'd they take that shit off their air? Did y'all get that up there?
I enjoyed
yeah,
that
we've
show.
Seen that. Yeah,
we did actually. Yeah, yeah. I used to watch Doomsday Preppers, but obviously, the left can't have people learning how to do that shit. They'll go against their
exactly.
agenda. So.
Exactly. That's why I told my wife they took it off. I said people were learning too much shit from these guys, and they had to take it off because, you know, it was opening people's eyes up to shit that people, you know, that didn't even think about that kind of stuff before. So, yeah, they can't have that shit going on.
I always thought it would have been a natural disaster. I would have never thought it would have been our elected officials that are forcing this. It caught me off guard. I've been aware.
Jimmy, I've been calling this shit since about 2008, man. I met up with a guy on Facebook back in about 2008, and I thought this guy was the biggest fucking conspiracy nut. He talked about weather modification. He talked about, you know, Agenda 21, all this stuff, you know, but I found him interested, you know, the way that he talked and presented himself. He wasn't an asshole. He was real, he was just, you know, he would have real conversations with you if you didn't agree with him. And so, man, I started questioning this guy, and I trolled him a little bit, and he never, you know, turned around. He just answered my questions, and I finally started listening to him, and I started listening to his podcast, and I was like, fuck. This, you know, I started looking up what he was talking about, and I was like, man, this guy actually knows what he's talking about. I talked to my grandpa a little bit about it, and my grandpa says, oh, yeah, everything he's telling you is true. My grandpa was a smart man. He passed away about 2 years ago, but he was very big into his Bible. He was very big into reading as much as he could. And he tried to warn me about a lot of it, but I didn't open my eyes until about 2008. But, man, I have been on this shit. I've been kicked off of Facebook since about 2013. They just let me back on this year. So I've been trying to tell people about it. I took a break. Because it will drive you insane, you know. And the only reason I came back is I got on TikTok, man, and I started seeing people talking about it, and I seen the fast rate that they started pushing this agenda,
And I thought, you know what, I have to speak out again. There's actually an audience that will listen now, because on Facebook I was just a crazy conspiracy theorist, you know, just like I thought that guy was. But, you know, there's people that I actually listen to it now, and as long as there's people that listen, I will fucking speak it, brother.
That's why I left Facebook. They curate way too much. Like, I got a 7-day ban because I posted, I seen a video, it was either on Instagram, I can't remember, maybe it was TikTok. It was about last year, They gave me a 7-day immediate ban. Maybe it was, anyways, it doesn't matter. It was 12 things to consider before getting vaccinated. And I posted that, and it banned me. The second I clicked send, it popped up, 7-day ban. I go, what the fuck? Fuck this commie bullshit. I ain't fucking dealing with this. And I never used the app ever again. You know, mm-hmm. Save me a shit ton of money because I got off Marketplace. They stopped buying tools and stuff. I'm like that. Like,
yeah,
whatever, so.
Me too, man. I used to advertise on it all the time with my business, and I just quit for, you know, they took me off. They banned me for several years, and finally I made a new account for my business and started using it again. But I only use it for my business now. I get on the Patriots United radio show deal that Chad made, but... Yeah, they're just a bunch of commies. They're worse than TikTok. But
TikTok might be the most free app, well, short of Twitter now, than there is out there. And we all complain about the censorship on that app. But, like, if you consider what they'll do to you on any of these meta platforms, it's insane, right? But they even got the Clapper. You know, this is how the big tech industry is over. So Clapper, when it came out, it was supposed to be this anti-TikTok. You could say what you wanted. It was about adults conversing about things that matter to them. And they threatened them. They said, well, listen, we're going to take you off the App Store and off the Play Store if you don't implement some sort of community guidelines similar to what's going on with these other apps. So they basically had them by the short and curlies. Like, look how fast – what was that other app that they pulled off the Amazon Web Service? I was there.
Parler. Parler,
yep. Parler was fantastic.
Totally ruined their business. Destroyed them. I was on Parler. I never went back. I don't know if they ever did get up and running, but destroyed them.
They did, but when I went back, they wanted a picture of my driver's license and all kinds of crazy shit. And I'm like, but, you know, you get into TikTok with all these bot accounts and bullshit. Like, two things I think TikTok could learn is let's get these people, let's figure out a vetting process. And when I block somebody, I want to block that guy's fucking IP address. Like, you know, when you block someone on Instagram, you have an option. Just block this account or block any account they might create. Well, that sounds great. Why can't I just fucking block them? And when I block them on one of my TikTok accounts, I should be able to block them across all accounts. Like, instead of, like,
because all they do is come back and make a new account and then come over there and start reporting your shit harder because they got pissed off because you blocked them.
I think there's like five dozen trolls and they've just got like 100 accounts each. I think that's what the fuck it is.
Well, yeah, no, there's truth to that because... You know, when I did that video, there was a bot recommending this guy, Calgary Elect. Go look him up. And, you know, he's a well-known leftist. He got about 67,000 followers or whatever. So, you know, and she even tagged him into the video as well. Like, here, debate him. I mean, no, you are the one that brought up this issue. You're the one that singled me out. I am now calling you out. And you want to push the fight off of somebody else. I just want to hear her points, and, you know, but a lot of these people, and I'm not saying her, or, you know, maybe so, they all get together, and that's all they do is want to take down accounts. I think TikTok would be good if they turned around and said, no, you're not allowed to report anybody unless, you know, you yourself is being bullied. You know, I get it. I understand that. Nobody wants to be doxxed or put up and made look like a fool. Or you got 10,000 followers. You got something to lose. So if you're going to be mass reporting Jimmy, well, guess what? We're going to look at all the ones you reported, and if the appeals went through and won, you're the one getting the boot. You know, that may control some of the people doing their stupidness over there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's weird, though, too, because it's like a pick-me game for them, too, right? So, like, who are the big left-wing loudmouths in Canada? You've got this Calgary mayor-elect guy. You've got Steve from Canada, who's Canucklehead. And you've got the king there, JB. Who else is a big leftist in Canada? None of these other leftists can pull a fucking following. Not one. Like, who else is there?
I had to block the Canucklehead, dude. He's fucking... He's an asshole to people, and he gets away with it. I can't stand it.
His ears are traumatized by a lot of men.
I don't know how. One guy.
He really is.
I don't
he's
know
a
how to
dick
get away with it.
People. Yeah, I don't either, but
well,
man, he's a dick. I lost one account to that guy because he started going after people, man, and I hate bullies, but they let him get away with it. So I just started making fun of the guy, and I swear that's why they pulled one of my accounts, just because of that guy. But I block him now. Every time I make a new account, I just block him so I don't have to see him and he doesn't have to see me because he's an asshole.
That's just another case of that hate opposition right there, guys like that.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
They got different community guidelines than the rest of us beyond, you know. They can say what they want, we can't.
You're right, Rooster, and I wonder if there's been like a
guys.
Call. Oh, sorry.
I got a question. I was in a live today and I was a mod for it. We had one person come in, we locked them, they come back in under another account. Three of us tried to block them and we could not block them.
Yeah, that's there you go. That's what
we
I'm saying.
We could not block them.
Paid opposition.
All we could
no,
do is mute them.
Do you remember what the account was? Do you remember what the name of that account was?
It was a user. I can't remember exactly who it was.
Oh, fuck.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Figuratively
user.
Not. But,
user 976531-3759.
That's the one.
Possible. I can't remember now, but, I mean, we tried and tried. No way could we block that person out. After we blocked
yeah,
the first time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Just kept pop back and
so
hey. But anyway, I'm going to get off in case somebody else wants to call. Love you all. Respect you guys to the highest that I could respect you to. You guys
appreciate
have a good
you.
Night. I'll just step back and listen and try to keep my mouth shut. Because, like I said, the plan was I was just going to listen tonight, but see how well that went.
We love our callers, Mama Bear, and you know, that's why we designed the show, kind of, that's why we like this Blog Talk platform, was our plan was to get different creators on that we like and their followers and have people call in, speak their mind, and where we could just chat uncensored. So anybody that do feel like calling in, we'll always open it up to them, especially, you know, next show. We had a lot going on tonight, of course.
Yeah. Speaking of that, guys, I just want to say here, just in closing, I got another engagement I'm going to have to get to here shortly. I love and respect each and every one of you guys, and I love what you're doing. And, yeah. Huge influences, man, and don't ever think you're not making a difference because I fucking guarantee you are. So, with that said, I'm gonna bolt and yeah, keep spreading the truth, boys, and giving them shit.
Yes, sir.
Thanks,
brother.
Sir. Thanks for coming on, brother.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me. I'll we'll see you. We'll see you on the we'll see you on the China app. Bye.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
take care, buddy.
And you know, Jimmy, you're welcome on anytime, brother. You know, you're good for the show. You got the swagger. You got the answers. You got the, you're the whole package when it comes to our movement.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I don't know. Some people might think I'm a little bit much, but then again, I don't really give a fuck what some people think. So that's really what it is.
Well, And you know, when you're a creator, you got to be like that, right? Because I get people, why are you yelling? Well, listen, I have 100,000 followers because I yell. Some don't like it. I mean, I can't help it.
The best part about your videos, though, dude, is like you'll start off, you give a premise, and then the next line's a little bit louder and a little bit higher, and then a little bit louder. And by the end of it, you're just fucking screaming at it. And I'm like, this guy's fucking awesome.
And then it just cuts off.
Yeah, the video cuts off. I'm like, what was he about to say? I want to know what he was
saying. It was fixing to get really good. It was fixing to get really good, and then he just cuts it off, you know? Yeah, we probably didn't need to hear that last part anyways.
But never stop doing that, by the way. Just make sure you always do that, because I think that's it keeps people coming back. They're like, is this the part two?
There must be something to it, because people keep coming back.
That's right.
I
could, that's why people follow us, though.
What's that?
That's why people follow us. We all have our cliques, you know. We all have our own ways of spreading the truth and spreading our opinions, and I think that's why people follow us, just because, you know, they find us interesting. And I love all of my followers. I've met so many freaking good people on this app. That's the one thing that I love about TikTok, is I've met thousands of people. I have hundreds of people's phone numbers in my phone that I text and talk to more than I do my old friends. And, you know, that's one good thing about the app for sure. So.
It's crazy. It's crazy how that happens. Wild, absolutely. And so many people say that, like, very similar stories.
Well, you know, we're all friends now, right?
Yeah, yep. We've built networks. We're networking. We're building networks. We're coming together every time. Every time we get on this show, there's even more people listening. There's more people on the chat room. And I love it, man. I do. We're Canadians, Americans, we're coming together. I knew nothing about Canada until that fucking convoy. Nothing, guys. I'm ashamed of myself. I knew nothing about it. All I knew is if you guys love hockey and it's cold as fuck up there. So, the more I learn about your country, the more I learn that America and Canada is being ran the same direction by the same people. They all have the same agenda. The only thing different is we've got a registered 380 million guns here and probably another 200 million that are unregistered. And, you know, we're ready to, you know, share our pew-pews and if you know, it ever comes down to that. So,
you know what? You want to know another fun fact about Canada? We have more per capita than you have as far as firearms. There's more per capita. It's wild, right? So we're at, what, 35 million right now? 38 million people? You guys are sitting where 340 million, which is basically 10 times the amount. I people who have them up here have a lot of them, right? And no one's ever thrown one out.
Like you said, the people that have them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've recently gotten into with the kids. You know, there's a group of us with our church there that it sounds funny, but we all got airsoft. You know, with the M16s, and we're up with the kids, and boy, I found a newfound love. Have you guys ever done that?
I have.
Oh, yeah.
My nephew does. I'm too old for
that shit.
Hurt.
It's like paintball.
Man, it hurts. Well, I got my 9-year-old with me, and he, you know, I remember when I first got it, I said, well, if you're going to play, you got to let me shoot you. And, you know, the first couple times just bounced off him, but I managed to get him, and he was like, oh, Dad. Anyways, but if you got the gear on, then, you know, it's pretty good. So we had about, 12 of us out there, I guess, and I just loved it. Absolutely loved it. I'm longing for the next game.
We did paintball for a long time. We got out of it. Like, I used to do it, like, because I grew up in Scarborough, which is a suburb of Toronto, for our American friends that are listening. We used to do a lot of paintball. But, like, the guys that were doing paintball became, like, super douchey. Like, you would show up with, like, you paintball, like, 3-4 times a year or something like that, say, right? And you'd show up there, and there was guys that were there 3-4 times a week. And they'd be like, would you bring to paintball with? I'm like, this paintball gun that I own, I don't know. And they're like, oh, you brought that? And I'm like, fuck you, bro. Like, I'm here to shoot people. Like, just, like, leave. And it got worse and worse and worse. And I'm like, you guys are nuts. So I just, we
You'd think
they
were
going.
In the military. Yeah, it's militarized paintball is what I call that shit. That's why I quit doing it, too. Those guys are fucking insane, bro. Same here in Texas. So we're not much different, I can tell you that.
Oh, it's crazy.
We're pretty much ran out of time for the night, guys. Show was supposed to shut down a few minutes ago. Always welcome, Jimmy. We love you, man. Appreciate you calling in, dude.
Thanks,
anytime.
Jimmy.
Mama Bear, thank you for calling in. Everybody that's listening on the chat board, we really do appreciate you. I tried to say hi to several of you, called out a few of you, but anyways, been a great night. I'm going to hand it over to Chatio and let him close us out.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say, like, you know, all of our followers,
you know, we really do appreciate you, and we appreciate you sharing, getting the word out about the show. And if you think, you know, a better night, you know, we kind of chose Mondays. We don't know if it's too late, too early. You know, we're still trying to – we're new to the radio business, and we've made a lot of mistakes. And, you know, but we're learning, and again, we're getting more and more traction. You know, we want to keep on the platform where we can talk to you. So we want to encourage you to call in, because we really do want to see you and talk to you in these things. But thanks a lot for sharing our content and stuff. And those on the left who tuned in tonight, you know, we appreciate you too. You know, we may differ on political opinions, but as human beings, you know, let's try looking at each other that way first and then bring in our politics. So with that, I'll hand it over to Kim to close it out.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. And, yes, I was hoping, Chad, you were going to start your escalating voice thing, but that's okay. no, I love Chad's passion. I was very drawn to Chad as soon as I started seeing videos. Some of his videos bring me to tears. But, no, it was a great show tonight. Thank you, Rooster, for coming on board. Thank you to Dallas. Jimmy, love your content. Absolutely love it.
Thanks.
And thank you, Michael. And, yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. All right. You know, I'll see you later.
Camp for all, everybody. Hashtag camp for all.
Camp
so
for
much.
All.
Camp for all.
All right.
You don't got to speak about
camp
again.
For all.
Hey, the first video I've seen with Chad, he was talking about Nancy Pelosi, and he was coming for the Americans, too. And I freaking loved him. I followed him. I duetted him. And I was like, hell yeah, I love Canada. And so, yeah, I was like, he drew me in instantly. So, anyways, everybody have a great night. Jimmy, thank you very much. Love you
thank
all.
You guys.
We will see you next Monday, and I'll see you on TikTok here in just a little bit.
Good night, everyone.
Take care. Yeah.
Good night.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.